Look at 1 Timothy 6, verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. So science is something that can be observed, tested, and proven. Science falsely so called eliminates those requirements and replaces it with what? Profane and vain babblings.
Right.
You know, and it honestly, it ticks me off.
Amen.
When they mock us because we believe that God created the heaven and the earth.
Amen.
They say, how can you believe that God created the heaven and the earth? Don't you know we all came from primordial soup? It's like, look in the mirror, idiot.
Right.
You came from primordial soup. You sound like you came from primordial soup. You sound like you came from an ape.
Right.
You think I'm crazy because I believe that an almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent God created the heaven and the earth? And yet you're telling me that we came from monkeys? You're telling me that we came from a rock? You got rocks in your head.
Amen.
If that's what you believe. But what is it? That's science falsely so called.
Right.
You find me someone who's millions of years old. Right?
Amen.
Find me someone who's millions of years old. Old, or he said, well, prove to me scientifically that God created the heaven and the earth. I never stated that it was scientific.
Exactly. Right?
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Here's the difference between science falsely so called and Christianity. We actually admit this is by faith.
That's right.
They claim it's scientific, but they believe it by faith.
Right.
And they try to propagate it as though it's science, although these are facts. No, you're a liar.
Right.